Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5877, Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of Cheshvan, Tosh Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Habasi V'chosid, Morenu Shmuel Pinchas Sheyichya Krinsky. Now, some of you may remember, Rabbi Krinsky used to be in Brighton. I used to run a kosher mart over there for a while. He was with the Meshachtim, Mashgichim, a very prominent Chabad. His father was a prominent rabbi, and older brother, the Krinsky brothers, and of course we know Rabbi Krinsky in 770, that's his younger brother. In any event, we learned a previous letter about there was a Lubavitch shul called Anshei Lubavitch Nusach Ari, and they wanted the people to, there was a debate about wearing a talis for Mincha and Mariv, and they wrote to the Rebbe. Now, the Rebbe said to them that this has been a tradition. The Rebbe said not to make machlokas, but this is the individual. He used to daven in the shul, and Marty says he remembers that shul was across the street, Anshei Lubavitch Nusach Ari. Shalom uvracha. So, the Rebbe is enclosing the copy of the letter that he sent to the administration of the shul, to the board members of Nusach Ari Anshei Lubavitch. And the Rebbe basically told them over there, as I mentioned, that this is edged in tradition, and the name is of the shul is Anshei Lubavitch, that we should keep the tradition in addition to that. However, the Rebbe says not to make any machlokis over this, and the Rebbe says, if the Rebbe is writing to him, if it's impossible in pleasant and peaceful way to keep our tradition as articulated in the Hayom Yom for Yutes Kislev Tovshin Gimel, that the Shliach Tzibur, the one leading the services, does not wrap himself in a talis for mincha, etc. So the Rebbe says, sure, what you could accomplish is that the Shliach Tzibur should lower the talis onto his shoulders and not over the head. And what would benefit from that? So the Rebbe says that the reason for this is based upon what is quoted in the Machzir HaSholem in the third edition on page Tav Mem in the end. So over there, I don't have it in front of me, but there is an issue when you're wearing the talis, according to, the Rebbe mentioned, hinted to it before, also according to the some of the codifier esoterically, there could be actually at nighttime tzitzis, this could be a problem with the Shliach Tzibur or even for Mincha, but the Rebbe doesn't bring, he says, look the reason over there. But the Rebbe says, in any event, the Rebbe says, take into consideration that you're dealing over here with the Gaboyim, the people who are running the shul, and these are people that are elderly people, relatively elderly people. So the Rebbe says you should ask them, excuse yourself and ask forgiveness and make sure that they're happy. Not, the Rebbe wants to keep the peace over there. And the Rebbe says, for especially, that in that, with this attitude, in such a way, you will accomplish a lot more than going all out sharp and similar to that. So I guess he was a chassid of the Rebbe. He wanted to keep up the tradition. The problem is in the shul, there was like other people who had other ideas. And the Rebbe is very much guiding him to, at least the talis should not be on the head, but the Rebbe says deal with the people in a gentle way, in a pleasant way. These are elderly people, and it's something, so apologize to them. And the Rebbe says, I'm looking forward for good news and all the above, in name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary. And the Rebbe was very strong about keeping the tradition. As the Rebbe brought out in the other letter, he just said, if it's not possible, the overriding factor is shouldn't make machlokas, shouldn't make fights over it. That's the overriding factor. And the Rebbe gave a lot of the reasonings over there, but the Rebbe is writing to him, you will accomplish a lot more in peaceful ways and being nice and gentle rather than taking on in a, Rebbe called it, a sharp way. And the Rebbe looks forward for good news in all of the above.